From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Late this afternoon, the U.S. Supreme Court delayed Chrysler's sale to Fiat. The delay was requested by three Indiana pension funds and consumer groups opposed to the transaction. Chrysler and the federal government have warned that any court intervention might lead to liquidation of the automaker. NPR's Adam Hotberg has more on the story. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Now, Chrysler has said that the sale must close by June 15th or Fiat could walk away. So what's the effect of today's ruling?
Well, at the moment, it puts the deal in a bit of turmoil. To give you a bit of history on what's happened here, this deal had been moving very quickly through bankruptcy court. And the goal, as you said, was to get it done by June 15th. That's what Chrysler wants. That's what Fiat wants. That's what the White House wants. That's what the auto workers unions want. But it's not what Indiana's state treasurer wants. What he wants to do is stop the deal. And he has filed an appeal. It's gone to the U.S. Supreme Court on an emergency basis. And this afternoon, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's handling the case, issued a one-sentence order staying the bankruptcy case until further review. And we don't know at this point when that review will take place.
Now, these Indiana pension funds that asked for this delay, what are their concerns?
Well, a number of things. They basically say that the longer-term investors of Chrysler are getting the shaft in this deal. They say that the way that the arrangement is structured, it puts the rights of Chrysler's new backers, which include the U.S. government, by the way, it puts them ahead of the rights of the longer-term investors. It also says Congress went way overboard when it used the TARP money to finance the deal. The treasurer says that TARP legislation was the bank bailout legislation. It wasn't the auto company bailout legislation. And he says that Congress had no right to divert the money for that purpose.
Chrysler seems to be saying that Fiat is the best game in town right now. What's the response from those that support this?
Yeah, they're saying it's the only game in town at this point. And Chrysler is saying that the Indiana treasurer is out there on his own. They're saying that 98% of Chrysler's other creditors have approved the deal. They say that Indiana's pension funds are small investors in the company. And Chrysler put out a statement a couple weeks ago that was unusually frank for a corporate press release. It referred to the Republican state treasurer, Richard Murdoch, and it said, "The treasurer's actions lead one to wonder if his motives are financial or political."
Adam, we don't have much time. What happens now? Is this a temporary delay?
It is a temporary delay. We understand from our colleague Nina Totenberg at the Supreme Court that brief delays like this are not unusual. They don't mean the deal is dead. But Fiat has said it could walk away from the deal if it's not complete by June 15th. So time is ticking.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Adam Hochberg.